King Ahab ruled in Israel, and the nation turned away. Many followed after Baal, the false god, and forgot the Lord's own way. Altars stood on every hillside, false prophets filled the land, while Elijah stood almost forgotten, still obeying God's command. For 3 long years the rain had vanished, fields were dry and rivers low. Children cried for bread and water, dust to replace the crops that grow. Yet hearts still chased the idols, trusting things that could not save, running after popular voices while the nation sank enslaved. Then Elijah sent this message, gather Israel here today. Bring the prophets of false Baal who at Jezebel's table stay. Bring the prophets of Asherah, let them stand on Carmel's side. So Ahab gathered all the people as the nation watched in silence wide. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, how long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah spoke before them, I alone stand for the Lord. While the prophets of false Baal number many hundred more. Bring 2 bulls before the people, lay them each upon the wood. But no man should light the fire. Let the true God show he's God. Call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. The God who answers by fire, he is God. Then Elijah said before them, choose your bull and go ahead. Build your altar, call on Baal, but do not light the fire yourselves. So the prophets built the altar and prepared the sacrifice. Then from morning until midday, they kept shouting toward the skies. Oh, Baal, answer us now. Hear your servants as we cry. But there was no voice to answer. Nothing came from earth or sky. And they limped around the altar, got their hands themselves and they, growing louder in frustration as the hours slowly passed away. At noon Elijah mocked them, cry louder if he's a god. Maybe he is deep in thought or traveling somewhere far abroad. Perhaps your God is sleeping and must somehow be awakened. Still they shouted even louder as their confidence kept breaking. Then they cut themselves with swords till the blood ran down their skin, following the customs of their worship to secure divine favor in their extreme ritualistic devotion. All afternoon they raved and shouted, calling till the evening came. But there was no voice, no answer. No one heard the name of Baal. Many still are standing on that mountain. Even in our modern day, some trust money, some trust trade, some chase fame that fades away. Some are scared to stand for Jesus when the crowd goes different ways, afraid of being called old-fashioned in these compromising days. Then in Egypt called the people, come near to me once again. And they gathered close around him as he rebuilt what had been broken. The altar of the Lord forgotten, thrown down through years of sin. Stone by stone he raised it slowly, calling wandering hearts back in. He took 12 stones together for the tribes of Israel's name, to remind the broken nation they still belong to God the same. Then he laid the wood in order, placed the sacrifice above, and he dug a trench around.
as a sign of fearless trust.
Then Elijah gave a strange command.
Pour water on it now.
Four jars once, then four jars twice,
then four jars the third time round.
Water soaked the wood completely.
Filled the trench on every side.
So no man could claim the glory.
When God himself replied,
call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire,
oh, he is God. Then at the evening sacrifice, Elijah bowed his head. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, he said, let it be known today that you alone are God above, and that I am your servant, walking only in your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are truly God, and are turning hearts back home. Then suddenly the fire fell from the presence of the Lord.
It consumed the sacrifice,
the stones, the dust, the wood. It licked up all the water till nothing still remained.
And every eye upon Mount Carmel
knew the Lord alone had reigned. The people fell upon their faces, trembling at what they had seen.
The Lord, he is God.
The Lord,
he is God.
Echoed through the mountain scene. One prayer of a righteous servant did what crowds could never do, because the living God of heaven still remains forever true.
Stand for God, boy, you stand lonely, even when the crowd walks by. Truth does not become a lie, because the world stands on one side. Elijah stood against the culture, against the kings and popular ways, and heaven answered one faithful man who trusted God completely that day.
Remember Carmel on the mountain. Remember God still answers prayer.
The God who sent consuming fire still hears every cry today.
Call upon the name of your God, and I will call upon the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God.